Aleluya, aleluya.
Take your seat.
Wada ichifocho tura.
You can take your seat.
Woza ko neighbor.
You greet your neighbor.
Woze ko.
You greet them.
Woze ko neighbor.
You greet your neighbor. And have a word of wisdom you give them. The wisdom that in the word of God. It's what you should give them. Have you given the word of wisdom?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What have you told them? Give them a word of wisdom that in the word. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse
8
to
9,
what it says. Join Ecclesiastes 8, verse 1.
And
interpret those words you tell them. Because wisdom interprets. Yes. Have they interpreted what they tell you? What have they done? Have they joined on a word of understanding? Joined the word upon the word to bring out a matter? Ecclesiastes chapter
7,
verse 25 to 27. He joined a word upon a word
to
bring out the meaning of a matter. Give you understanding still as the reason and they explain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You explain to your brethren. Have a word of wisdom that interpreted. Pass through spirit of understanding and it holds a reasoning. There is a reasoning in it. And it explains
to
join another upon another, a verse upon a verse. Prove what they have given has wisdom and understanding. That's in the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have
they spoken understanding? They hold wisdom. They bring understanding. So if it is like that, let me hope they have prepared you well. They have prepared as I always do. They have asked you whether you have a book. Now prepare them right then. On the things they must have. Where is the book they write?
Pen.
The pen.
Bible.
The Bible. Proof that they all work very well. Proof the neighbor what they have works very well. See, they have a Bible very well. Tell them prepare books of the Holy Spirit. Where there is themselves, the inner man. Where there is the heart. Even the mind.
Their thoughts,
imaginations and their understanding. And they are in this place. Have you prepared them well? Why don't you prepare your neighbor?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amanya ne dobozi.
And by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musum for Bible.
And our Bible reader, Pastor Robina.
tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinira mu buweereza buno.
We bless in this ministry.
Oba okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako ekitundu ekyasatumu omunaana.
Again to reach you part 38.
Ekyo ekitabo ky'enteekateeka ya Katonda mutayika esimbayo ku nsi.
The book of God is mega last agenda on the earth.
Tusinira mu Africa Uganda.
Basing in Africa Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kitundu ky'asatumu meka.
It's part 48.
Ekitundu ekyasatumu omunaana.
Part 48.
Ekyo ekitabo ky'enteekateeka ya Katonda namutayika esembayo ku nsi.
The book of God is mega last agenda on the earth.
Okusinira mu Africa Uganda.
Basing in Africa Uganda.
Kiyite ekitabo ekikwata ku Funo Job God International Ministries.
Call it book about full knowledge of God International Ministries.
N'okuyitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna.
And God is worldwide call.
Okusinira mu Africa Uganda.
Basing in Africa Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Itukyagenda maso nokuraba NBs.
Are we still moving to see NBs?
Ebigambo ebyokusaka nyesira.
Words to put on special attention.
Nga byansonga.
And they are meaningful.
Eranga byankizo.
And they are key.
Mukuyitibwa kwa Katonda lya manga gonna.
In God is worldwide call.
Kusinira mu Africa Uganda.
Based in Africa Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tulaba NB omunana.
We see NB number 8.
Katonda engeri Katonda jambi kuyamu ekitabo ky'okujjukizira amawanga gonna.
The way God reveals the book of remembrance unto all nations.
Okuyita mu lugendo lw'eggulu batamwe mu Bayibuli okumala emyaka 7.
Through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey.
Kuva mwaka gwa 2005.
From there to 2005.
Paka 2011.
Up to 2011.
Mu series ez'okwolesebwa.
Series of the visions.
Ebiroto.
The dreams.
Okukyusibwa.
The trance or transfiguration.
Azotals. Oba guyita omugendo.
Or you call it teleportation.
Sumim.
Famim.
Ne Urim.
And Urim.
The intambula ez'omwoyo.
The spiritual transports.
Ezogerwako mu Yobu essuura eyabiri.
Those spoken in Job chapter 20.
Nurumunana.
The verse 8.
Awamu n'ekitabo eky'okubala essuura ya 12.
Numbers chapter 12.
Olunyolwa omukaaga.
The verse 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tuchagenda maso nga tulaba obufunze bw'olugendo lw'eggulu.
We still move to see the summary of the heavenly journey.
Era nga tuchagenda mu maso n'eggulu ery'okuli mu kutondebwa.
And we are still moving on with the second created heaven.
Kitundu ekyawaggulu.
The realm above.
Omusinganibwa ebiramu ebina.
Where we find the four living creatures.
Stoa y'emyo gy'obutonde bonna.
The world of spirits of all creations.
Obuwebwa. Obwawebwa n'obuwebwa emibiri egy'enjawulo.
Those which we are given and those being given different bodies.
Mu mirembe egy'enjawulo n'emibiri eby'enjawulo.
In different generations and in the different seasons.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Era ng'olugendo lwaffe olwo lwasimbula ddaano ku nsi kwe tuli.
That our journey moved right from this planet earth where we are.
Eyogerwako mu ngeri essuula ey'omunaana.
Spoken in Proverbs chapter 8.
Olunyiriri olwasatu mu olumu.
Verse 31.
Netuorekera ensendala 10.
And we move to other 9 planets.
Ensendala 9.
Other 9 planets.
Okwegatta kuyaffe eberekamu okukola ensi 10.
Planets earth to total 10 planets.
Okusinzira mbasikabaka ekyokubiri.
According to 2 Kings.
Esule ya 23.
Chapter 23.
Onyolo okutana.
The verse 5.
Wetwamalawo.
When we finished there.
Netuorekera obwakabaka bwa omwezi.
We move to the kingdom of the moon.
Enjuba,
the sun,
emunyenye,
the stars,
ne clusters mu banga lyeggulu,
the clusters in the firmament of the heaven.
Okusinzira bwe tuzze tusoma mu lubereberye sura esooka.
According now we've come read Genesis chapter 1.
Olwe 14 pa 17.
Verse 14 to 17.
Era twayolekera okuva mu bwakabaka bw'omwezi enjuba n'emunyenye.
And we move from kingdom of the moon, the sun and the stars.
Twolekera eggulu eryasembayo okutondebwa.
And we move to the last created heaven.
Eggulu eryokuna mu kutondebwa.
It's the fourth heaven at creation.
Yolengera eri mu bbanga lyeggulu.
That you see in the firmament of the heaven.
Eri mu bbanga.
Right in the firmament.
Eri ya bulu.
The blue.
Eryogerwako mu lubereberye sura esooka onyolo 8.
Spoken Genesis 1 verse 8.
Twayitamu netwolekera ate eggulu. Eriyasoka mukutondebwa.
We passed through, moved to the first created heaven.
Mu kitondo ekya waggulu.
In the realm above.
Musingani bwe kibuga kya Katonda.
Where we find the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
where
there gather thousands of angels
and
the holy ones of God,
where
we read very many things. According to Hebrews 12,
verse
22-23, we pass through,
headed
on to second created heaven,
in
the realm above, spoken of most in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And in here
is there
we still see the four living creatures,
the
wall of spirits of our creations, those which we are given and those given different bodies
in
different generations and in different seasons, the entire heavens and earth. We've seen many things concerning these four living creatures until we began to see seven families of the angels
and
seven families of mankind. Their spirits,
they are
gotten from four heads of the man, those on the four living creatures, the second heaven at creation, the realm above. When we finished there, we moved on to see the seven families of the stars, the sun, the moon, and the clusters, even the 14 families of the animals. Their spirits, and they come from four heads of iron, those on the four living creatures,
in
the second heaven at creation, the realm above. And when we moved from there, we moved on to see. We moved on to see
family,
the 14 families of the fish.
Wow.
Are we together? Are we together? Not corrected me if we are together. When we finished there, we saw 14 families of the birds and 14 families of the insects. Their spirits, and they are gotten from four heads of the eagle, those on the four living creatures, second heaven at creation, the realm above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In this time, we still move on to see.
We're
still moving on to see.
Family
14 families of the fish. And the seven families of the plants. Their spirits, they are gotten from four heads of the calf, those on four living creatures,
the
second heaven at creation, the realm above. And we last saw, as we explained many things, on this day, we want to list.
We
want to list 14 families of the fish. And their spirits are gotten from four heads of the calf, those on the four living creatures. And again we list seven families of the plants.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today
it's what we head on to see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me hope we together. Let me hope we are together. Let us first list these 14 families of the fish. Their spirits, they are gotten from four heads of the calves, which are on the four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But as we first read,
according
to Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10, and he says like this, let us hear. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10.
Ekifaananyi ky'obwenyi bwabyo byalina obwenyi bw'omuntu, era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'empologoma ku lubiriza olwa ddyo, era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'ente ku lubiriza olwa kkono, ebyo byonna byalina obwenyi bw'empungu.
As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, and the face of a lion on the right side, and the four had the face of a calf on the left side. The four also had the face of an eagle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. These four living creatures, each one of them has the head of a calf, to make up four heads of the calf, where they get spirits given bodies to appear as fish, and those given spirits of life to be of the plants.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we are able to get explained why spirits of the fish, they are gotten from the head of the calf. And we understood that because the animals on behalf of the calf, they are ones which are chief to appear as source in the world. And there come next the fish, and the source of the plants they follow.
Yes.
The source of the plants, then they follow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are able to get explained that these spirits of the plants, that them too are gotten from this head of the calf, for a reason that animals, they are chief in scattering the seeds out of which they make bodies of the plants.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got explained many things, that spirits of the fish and spirits of the plants, when they are gotten from four heads of the calf, those on the four living creatures,
in
second heaven at creation, the realm above, they are brought in the four heads of the cherub, those in the wheels of the cherubims, in the first created heaven, the realm above. Right there, Angel Raphael, of times and seasons, of measurements and scales, according to Zechariah chapter 5, verse 5 up to 10, it's where he picks them, they are brought big, given bodies in the fish and in plants. And we understood why they are gotten from four heads of the cherub, because of the anointing that's in the fish, anointing that in the plants, example the olive trees.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we understood very many things. Why spirits of life, of the fish, and spirits of life, of the plants, they are gotten from four heads of the calf, from four heads of the calf, those on the four living creatures in second heaven at creation, and they are put in four heads of the cherub, Those in the wheels of the cherubims, in the first created heaven, the rim above. Angel Raphael,
where
he picks them, come give them bodies in the fish, even in the plants.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
And to be able to prepare well, these families of the fish, we base on their kind. Able order well the 14 families of the fish, we base on their kind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. According to we read in Genesis, chapter 1, verse 20, up to 21. And he says this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 20.
Katonda nayogera nti amazzi galete bingi, ebyewalula, ebirina obulamu, era n'ebibuuka bibuuke.
And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven.
Verse 21.
And God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after its kind. And God saw that it was good.
Hey.
Yes. He made them in their kind.
And
to be able to group very well, 14 families of the fish, we base on their kind. Their kind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We base on their kind. On their kind. That's why in Ezekiel chapter 47, the verse 9 out to 11, he speaks these words on the issues of the fish. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse
9. Chiriba chiramu. Era waliba olufulembe lw'ebyennyanja lungi nnyo. Kubanga amazzi gano gatuuseeyo. N'amazzi ag'omu nnyanja galiwonyezebwa. Na buli kintu ekirina buli kintu kiriba n'obulamu. Ezekiel esula ya 47, verse
9.
Awo lulituuka buli kintu ekirina obulamu. Kye kijjula mu buli kifo. Emiga gyegirituuka kiriba kiramu. Era walibawo olufulembe lw'ebyennyanja lungi nnyo. Kubanga amazzi gano gatuuseeyo. N'amazzi ag'omu nnyanja galiwonyezebwa. Na buli kintu kiriba kiramu buli omugga gye gulituukanga.
And it shall come to pass that everything that lives, which moves, wherever the livers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come there, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the liver comes. Verse 10.
Awo lulituuka abavubi baliyimirira ku mabbali gaagwo okuva egendeni okutuuka ne gulayimu. Waliba ekifo eky'okusuliramu emigonjo. Ebyennyanja byabwe biriba ng'engeri zaabyo. Beziriba, okwenkana ebyennyanja ebiri mu nnyanja ennene, bingi nnyo nnyini.
And it shall come to pass that the fishermen shall stand upon it from Engedi even unto Englaim. There shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. Yes.
Ebyennyanja bino.
These fish,
amazzi gonna gye galaga.
All the waters where they go, or wherever the waters go, wherever it manifests, They have to put their spirits of the fish in their kind. Yes. And they are in their kind. In their kind. Just as they are in the oceans, those who ask questions, they say, those fish, how can they come in that place? For even at times, there begins a small stream. Immediately you see fish within the stream.
And you ask,
who gathered bring these fish in this small stream? Yes. Who gathered them to bring them? And you think much, and then you give up on it. Just as it's been the works of God, you have been failing to understand them. So you refuse sleep day and night. You cannot think of them well. That's been hindering you to thank and to God, to thank Him very well. For at times you don't think of His works well. And some people say, but the things of God, they are confusing.
You ask,
how are they confusing? And I believe that all there is it one with understanding, to one who sees knowledge as it is today. Let's finish verse 11. Ezekiel chapter 47.
Ezekiel Sulayana Momusamvo, or Nira Kuminarumu.
Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 11.
Nayevi for Eviatosi, Nemi Gajago, Tabiri Wonyezewa, Bidiwewayo Erio Munyo.
But its swamps and its marshes shall not be healed. They shall be given over to the salt. Now, breast of the swamps, usually there are not many fish there. Because they hold much salt in them. They gather much rubbish of the world. And they, out of they make salt. And some of what we find there, the catfish. The catfish. Yes. But him God marked very well. And these angels, Raphael, those we know as Tigris, of times and seasons, of measurements, they know bring spirits of these creations, and they put in the places God marked. And they know very well where they are not to put this type of fish or the other. Because you know, cannot bring in a small swamp and you put a spirit of a shark in it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I wanted you much, you understand the works of God.
And
you understand that our God is not of confusion,
order,
but is of order in every place. In every place, in all His churches, in all His creations,
has
remained God of order. You read of it, verse Corinthians chapter 14, verse
30
to and verse
40.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33.
Kubanga katonda siwa kavuyo, kubanga katonda si mutandi siwa kavuyo, na ye wa dembe.
For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the holy ones. Yes. God is not author of confusion anywhere.
It's
the entire heavens and the earth. Verse 40, it says this.
1
Corinthians chapter
13,
chapter 14, verse 40. Let all things be done decently and in order. Yes. All things.
All
prepared them, they are in the great order.
decent.
And they are decent. As you look at something, it has decency and it is ordered. And the decency is perfect. Even the order. You know, one means decency, another order. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why you cannot put a shark in the swamp. Here in your ponds. It is impossible. It brings the spirit of a shark.
Hey.
It can chew everyone there.
Just
put them there where they will get eaten enough for them. People don't know why things are like that.
And
as the shark doesn't grow in the swamp of your home area or in the rivers, for they flow mainly among the humans. How do you put a spirit of the shark? It gets a body. It can look for eatings and it chooses humans. It takes in the big seas and oceans. It puts their bigger fish which the sharks will eat. He's remained
of
decency and order.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Kati, mubalevi,
now in Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 11, verse
9
to 12,
there
are these 14 families of the fish. We first move out the seven. Those with scales and fins. Scales, fins in Luganda is we are asking. Scales and fins.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No,
scales and fins, those ones.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They have scales and fins. Fins, those ones. In your home language, you know how you call them. There are also other seven families. They have no scales, neither fins. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read Leviticus, we see. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 9.
Bino byemunalyanga ku byonna ebiri mu mazzi, buli ekirina amagwa n'amagamba mu mazzi, mu nnyanja ne mu migga, ebyo byemunalyanga.
This shall you eat of all that are in the waters, whatsoever has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas and in the rivers, them shall you eat.
Muruganda, fins bazise magwa.
Fins.
Fins bazise magwa.
Magwa. Fins. Yes.
Okay, those are magwa.
Fins. Now, it was on the tree, you called them what? Magwa of the tree.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But these are fins. Those are ones we should eat, but that reason
we
told you the abominations came from Egypt. And God said they are an abomination to them. Right now we can eat all because they are cleansed with the word and thanksgiving in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us read here. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 10.
Erabuli ekitalina bukuba mazzi na magamba mu nnyanja ne mu migga, ku byonna ebitambulira mu mazzi ne kubira mu byonna ebiri mu mazzi bya muzizo gye muli.
And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, and of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. Verse 11. They shall be even an abomination unto you. You shall not eat of their flesh, but you shall hold their carcasses in abomination. Verse
12.
Whatsoever has no fins nor scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination unto you. It is an abomination unto us, not unto the Lord. Because Romans 14, verse 14, we understood. Let us read, we hear. Romans 14, verse
14.
Romans chapter 14, verse 14.
Manyinga manyi era ntegerere dala mukama wafe Yesu nga tewali chintu cha muzizo mubuzalirano bwacho wabule eri oyo akirowooza nga kya muzizo kiba kya muzizo.
I know and I'm persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Yes.
Manyi era nkakasiddwa ddala.
I know and I'm persuaded
ndi teri kintu kya muzizo mu butonde
bwacho. There is nothing unclean in its nature. There's nothing unclean. Yes. But we think of it unclean. That it's unclean. It is unclean unto him. If you think the cow is unclean unto you, we the rest we eat. Those half totem of the antelope unclean unto you as you think, but not as in the creation of God. Not. Now those are things of demons of Egypt, not unto God who created heavens and earth, even their fullness. But these abominations of Egypt. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So families no isoko musanvu ezebyenyanja.
These first seven families of the fish.
Ezina amagaragamba no bukuba
amazi. Both with scales and fins.
Ezina wamanga.
There are these ones below. Yes.
Ezina wachi?
There are these ones below.
Wamanga.
These ones below.
Family isoka.
The first family
ebyenyanja
of the fish.
Ebirina amagaragamba n'obukuba amazi.
Both which have scales and fins.
Yeah, shark family.
It's the shark family. Yes.
Family yachi?
The family of the sharks.
Family yachi shark.
The shark family. Yes.
Omuri is a great white shark.
Where there are great white shark.
Great white shark.
Great white shark.
Tiger shark.
Tiger shark.
Bull shark.
Bull shark. And many others.
Whole shark.
Even the whale shark.
Whale shark.
The whale shark. Them two are in the waters. You can find some in the little waters like in Lake Victoria. Yes. These ones are eaten. You are free to eat if you've been able to catch it. In them is a lot of medicine. A lot of it. Let's read in Jonah chapter 2, verse 10.
Yona esule yokubiri olunyirirwa 10.
Jonah chapter 2 verse 10.
Awomukama nalagire ekyenyanja ne kisesema Yona ku lukalu.
And the Lord spoke unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Not because they speak of the fish, but it was a shark. Yes.
It's
big enough to be able to store a human being in its belly. The shark.
Uruganda bajita rukwata.
Rukwata. Shark.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matayo esula 12:14 anagamba.
Matthew 12 verse 14, he says this.
Matayo esula ya 12 olunyolwa 12.
Matthew chapter 12 verse 14.
Matayo esula ya 12 olunyolwa 40.
Matthew 12 verse 40.
Kubanga Yona boyamala enaku 3 imsana nechiro mulubuto lwa lukwata. Bwatyo n'omwana w'omuntu bwali male enaku 3 emisana nechiro mu mutima gw'ettaka.
For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the shark, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the sea. Yes.
Bitegera bulungi nnyo.
They understand very well. They have a lot of works to do. They work as source for strength in the human body, and also work as medicine for healing the body's sicknesses.
Katugene ku family eyokubiri ebinyanja ebina magaragamba n'obukuba amazi.
Let's go to second family of the fish which have scales and fins. Second family of the fish. Those which have scales and fins.
The tilapia family.
The tilapia family.
The tilapia family.
The tilapia family. Family of the tilapia. Tilapia. Tilapia family. Tilapia. The tilapia.
Emputa.
Nengege. Tilapia.
That's the tilapia family.
Tilapia family. Yes.
Tilapia. Muguamuchi. Emputa.
We have the Nile tilapia. The Nile perch. The Nile tilapia.
Mputa ya Nile.
It's the tilapia of the Nile. You know, you may reach in the tilapia family. Tilapia family. In that of the Nile. And you don't understand them.
That
their spirits are brought and they are known. But this will go to the tilapia of the Nile perch. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But their origin to spread the world. They come from the source of River Nile. At the source of River Nile at Jinja in Uganda.
East Africa.
In East Africa.
Uganda.
Uganda. Isaiah chapter 19. Verse 5 up to 8. Isaiah chapter 19 from verse 5.
N'amazzi galikendera mu nnyanja, n'omugga guliwebuka ne gukala.
And the waters shall fail from the sea, and the river shall be wasted and dried up. Verse 6.
N'emigga giriwunya, obugga bw'emisiri bulikewa ne bukala. Etogo, ebitogo n'ebisaalu.
And they shall turn the rivers foul, and the brooks of Egypt shall be emptied and dried up. The reeds and the rushes shall wither. Verse
7.
The paper reads by the river Nile, by the mouth of the river, and everything sown by the river shall wither. Be driven away and be no more. Verse
8. Nabo abasula ebiragala ku mazzi baligwamu amaanyi.
The fishermen also shall mourn, and all they that cast hooks in the river shall lament, and they that spread nets upon the waters shall languish. Yes.
Families no ezemputa nengege.
This family of tilapia and the Nile perch. When their spirits are brought, they mostly reach at the source of River Nile to spread the entire world. And if they have not brought them there, the whole world gradually begin to lose these tilapias and the Nile perch. Yes. We've gone to the third family.
Family
the third family of the fish. Those with scales and fins.
Salmon fish family.
Salmon fish. Salmon pointed like that. The salmon fish.
Hallelujah.
All those are works of the Lord. They are works of the Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to fourth family. The fourth family of the fish. Those with scales on the fins. Family of the lungfish. The lungfish family. Who are those with totem of this fish? Here in
Uganda,
Uganda,
East Africa.
East Africa. You just eat everything.
Amen.
If you get saved, just eat. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Nothing is unclean in this nature.
Family,
the fifth family.
Fifth family
of fish with scales and fins.
Family ya mukene.
Silver side fish. The silver side fish. The silver side. They have different types. But the ones hold the greatest medicine. Silver side fish. In their small nature.
Amen.
The
ones hold the greatest medicine. There are many others in that line.
Family,
the sixth family of fish with scales and fins.
Family,
the deep sea fish.
Family yachi.
Mamba ne mali.
Deep sea fish.
E mali. Ani abali e mali.
Who eats this deep sea fish?
Eyo no family namba eri mu binjiko.
That's entire family holds many of them.
Muri mune bayita bo malaika.
Deep sea fish.
Angel fish.
We have even the angels.
Fish.
Angels.
They
are those like vipers.
Pacific black dragon fish.
Pacific black dragon. Many others. Lionfish. Some you've never even seen them here. But all they are works of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Family,
the seventh family of fish with scales and fins.
Family,
the reptiles family. Crocodiles, snakes, many others. Lizards. Commodos. All those there in line of fish. You may think they are perhaps animals. Have you seen them? All that is source. Because of strength of the body. But just as I told you, that if we connect spiritual things with the spiritual,
do
we know things God freely gave us? All the snakes we eat, be like this Congolese here.
Is it Central Africa?
It's Central or Africa around. Yes. They eat everything. All those snakes. As long as you know how to prepare them, remove this poison part. Yes. And you cook, we eat. You host me, tell me this is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, he speaks like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Not even spirit of fear of the world. That spirit of the world, given a spirit from heaven. We know what God freely gives us. All those he gave us. Family of the crocodiles, snakes, lizards, commodos. You just eat. Dragons, eat. Just eat them. We know what Phil gives us. But people eat out the world. Satan deceives some, they are unclean. In verse 13, he says, you today to understand all these things, they have been taught you in the wisdom of God, not that of humans. Wisdom that in the word of God, the creator himself created, commanded all those I freely gave you. You freely given. Let's read the next verse.
1
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Yes. Even speaking those, though you've heard them today, not based in human wisdom, but what the Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with the spiritual, that spirits of the fish,
or
spirits of life, those of the fish, these with scales and the fins and those which have not scales, not even feet, skin fins, all they are goated from foreheads of the calf. It's nothing unclean on them. After
the
spiritual things, how they were made, how they were created in the creation of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know that nothing unclean on them. Nothing of them that God created. Created that it appears unclean.
And
so one of them is not good.
But
unto you sees it like that.
And it's
unclean unto you and not on God.
Neither
we who believe God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At times it hardens people in the flesh to differentiate them.
For
the spiritual world, they don't know where they are gotten to be put there. And they don't know it's a blasphemy towards God to turn them into unclean things. Let him God not perfect in creation. And to make them not clean or not clean. We shall
him.
There are things you made, they are not perfected.
It's
to blaspheme the glory of the Lord. In verse 14, he says, First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
Naye omuntu w'omubiri obubiri takiriza bya moyo gwa Katonda, kubanga bya busirusiru gyali, era tayinza kubitegeera.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Yes. That's a natural man, the usual one who breathes on this earth.
They
don't understand spiritual things, because they are discerned by the Spirit. Don't know these two are creations, they are spirits. They are gotten right from heaven and they are clean. And you don't find it so, one which defiled itself with stealing, neither fornication, neither acts of foolishness. Humans themselves are ones not clean in their mindsets. For the ones who think they are an abomination, they think at times they are not clean. Let's read the next verse. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15. But he that is a spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. We judge all things.
And
no spirit of these creations come from where? When God said that there be living creatures, spirits of these living creatures, we are coming from where?
He
said let there be living creatures. And they hold life.
No,
what brings life is the spirit.
But
spirits of these creations, they come from where?
That's what
happens generation after generation. The works of God are moving on. Before you see a lamb walking, there are things done. Before you see a blind open eyes to see, the deaf to hear, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, or to heal this sickness in prayer. There are many sickness you get here just in eating source of fish.
Amen.
Many
sickness.
And doctors of the world know that. And when you go, they can tell you what's made you sick. You lack this vitamin and the other. You need to eat this sauce.
Or
you need to eat of this food.
You're
not sick for not eating that specific type of food. And you go, they lay hands on you. They pray for you.
And
you find you've not gotten healed, for you needed just to eat.
But
unto us who have matured in the spirit of understanding, understand some things don't need prayer. Indeed. Some don't need prayer. Because he said, things of the kind, they should be there. They should, cannot go away and there's a prayer. There are those which go away when you've not needed praying, neither fasting. But still, that's where he speaks. How your brethren come there hungry, you don't give them bread. You begin to pray for them. You be hated and get full. Born again, what? Prayer is not of everything. Even fasting, not in everything. Except those which have insisted to remain.
Needed
just to eat fish. You have measles? You need to eat silverfish. Measles increase. That I freely gave. They don't want to use them. They are having fever. There is that bitter herb. They refuse that this is for Satan. Others drink, get healed. Now Satan created it where? You get the mind of God. They are the Holy Scriptures which explain creations of God, how they are, and their profits and the use, and they profit you. See how you conceal and take them.
And
church, I don't know. Children of this age, how they appear to be wise than you children of light. Has
made
be light of the world as the church. Enlighten in them on all these how they are. For things of heavens and earth. They love the creation of God, the one we worship. As would have explained the world, the works of our God. But so bad the scientists to know them more than you. The children of this age, they appear wiser than children of this world. Children of the light, those with light of the word.
Now
see the level of the church in understanding.
You have
to look in yourself some time back.
Can
a few days before you came here. Oh man, you see how you were understanding then, and you have God in summary.
You
have them in works when he tells you travel abroad,
but
when you pass the fish you don't see the work of God in them. You say, Lord, you're not a worker. Come work. I said, look yourself. When I work on the left, they don't see. On the right, they don't see. When they move forward, they don't see me work. Right there, we sing him songs.
Tambura, tambura, Yesu.
We sing for him to move that we see him. He said, I am moving every time. I move the entire world, make fish. I make plants grow. The animals, insects, birds. Don't you still see me?
Amen.
You first thank for those. But I come of things on that kind. Don't go away except you pray and fast. But there are things I keep doing. Israel told him, we see work on the Sabbath. He told them, no.
Every day
my father works, me too, I work. Don't you see? Even on Sabbath I work. The fish, I cause them grow on Sabbath. Yes. The plants grow on the Sabbath. They didn't see the work, they saw him in the summary. He said, my father works. Up to now, they say, where?
He
rested in the beginning. He's not rested.
Yeah,
that was the shadow of rest. rested in the preparation he had done, that had finished the preparations. But the system left it moving on of his creation. But you get the mind of God, that which is far higher than those of men, the holy scriptures. Let's finish here. 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Now,
the mind of Christ, you have a broad mind. When we reach the second heaven, that creation, rim above, where there are four living creatures,
store
the spirits of creation, those which we are given, those different bodies, different generations, different seasons, in the heaven and earth. And you saw the mind of God on all creations. The mind of Christ he speaks of in the John 15:7, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, ask all the name, it will be done for you.
But
first thank every morning, even evening, and even though there is a sickness with
you,
but you thank Lord, you already worked every day, you work day and night, and I know that
even
you heal me. Yes. And then you fast riot. Lord, when you come out, show yourself. But you don't want him to show himself. You give your husband. You give your wife. Many fish have given them wives. Even animals. You fast thank for that. You saw God in the brief summary.
No, complaining our data.
Complain where it's not necessary. Are you one cause animal give birth to the fields where they are? But the prisoners strike with pain,
yes,
and you cry, Jesus, why don't you come out?
Yes.
Oh, I've been around all the time. I've caused thousands of animals give birth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's see seven families. Seven families of fish without scales. Not even fins. Yes. Seven families of fish. Those without scales, no fins. The first family. The whale and dolphins. Yes. The whales and the dolphins.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All these, the works of God the Almighty, they usually don't have scales. Even the fins, but they have the tails. Yes.
Family,
the second family of fish without scale, no fins.
Family,
the family of frog or toad family. Frog and toad family.
Please,
if you can work on them well. They are to be eaten. And this too holds much medicine. When we shall reach study the details.
Or in
the summary of the heavenly journey. They are eaten. But mostly they hold medicine. On two sicknesses of the body.
Family,
the third family. Family of fish without scales, no fins. This one, what is it in Luganda? The hug. in lampreys.
Hug and lampreys.
Lampreys. Hug and lampreys family. Electric eels. These fish hold electricity.
This
is a family of fish with electricity. They are down there, shine as bulbs. Electricity, you can wire your house. Have you seen them? Family of fish with electricity, the hug and lampreys. God is great. Fish, lamprey. Those are with electricity. Yet they come right from the anointing.
Amen.
Which lightens the lamp.
Family.
The fourth family. The fourth family of fish without scales. Not even fins.
Octopus family.
Octopus family. What is octopus in Luganda? Yes. Octopus. Fish. Type of fish. Octopus. They have any hands? Octopus. They are right there in their many
kinds.
But these usually carry medicine.
Octopus of different colors.
Octopus of different colors.
But I know it as sea horses.
The in here we have sea horses. All those are works that are there. Don't even know. We have never even reached them. When we come on the earth, we begin to complain and murmur. You too pray much, God takes in the heavenly journey. As
you
move from the earth, you first see things on this earth. As you ask him, those who are written where? Explains you how we began, just as we are proceeding on.
Family,
the fifth family.
Okay. Family yokutano.
The fifth family. Of fish without scales. Not even fins.
Robusta family.
Robusta family.
Robusta.
Robusta.
Water scorpion.
Here we follow the water scorpions. They are right in there. Let's move quickly.
Family Eyomukaga.
Sixth family.
Family Eyomukaga.
The sixth family.
Ebinyanje
fish without scales, no fins.
Family ya hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus in seal family. Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
And seal. Yes. Those hippopotamus. If you thought there are animals, they're not animals. Those are fish. God prepared for man all that he needs.
Family Yomusamvu.
Seventh family. Seven family of fish without scales and no fins. Catfish. Catfish. Those are what God spoke in Deuteronomy. Chapter 14, verse 9 to 10. Speak of them like this. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse
9.
These you shall eat of all that is in the waters, all that have fins and scales shall you eat. Verse
10. And
whatsoever has no fins and scales, you may not eat. It is unclean unto you. Yes. Those who spoke do not eat them. These without scales and no fins. For they are unclean unto you. But not unto God. Because God all things created from the beginning. He saw they are all good. And he blessed them. As we read in Genesis. Chapter 1. Verse 31. And he says this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31.
Katonda nalaba buli kyakoze eranga kirungi nnyo ne buba kaungezi ne buba encha olulunako lomukaga.
And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Yes.
God, so
everything is done from the beginning. Whether fish with scales and fins, or fish without scales and fins, all he saw they are good. And you are eaten right from the beginning. When
he
spoke with prophet Noah in Genesis chapter 9, he told him, all flesh with its life, it, and before they were not unclean. Yes. Let's read verse 3. Genesis chapter 9, verse 3.
Buli kiramu ekitambula kinaabanga kyakulya gye muli ng'omuddo ogumera byonna mbibawadde.
Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you, even as the green plants. Have I given you all things? Yes. Everything which lives. If they are fine and it lives. You man, eat as long as you don't eat your fellow man. All told them to eat.
Now,
children of Israel, when they went in Egypt, in the gods of Egypt, gods who didn't create heavens and earth, not even things in there, they begin to segregate eatings of gods. And they say some of them they are unclean.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's when read Egypt in the book of Exodus,
Nabi Musa agamba Pharaoh,
Prophet Moses told Pharaoh, we made sacrifice abominations to the Egyptians
unto
our God. For to God who created heaven and earth, nothing as an abomination. All he saw they are good.
These
things came from Egypt, God to tell some that they are an abomination to you. Let us read, we see. Exodus chapter 8, verse 26.
Musa n'ayogera nti si kirungi okukola bwekityo, kubanga tuli w'ekyomuzizo ekyaba Misiri. Mukama Katonda wafe. Laba bwe tulimu ekyomuzizo And
Moses said, it is not proper to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? Pharaoh may offer abominations unto our God, and an abomination to Egyptians, and they stone us. But unto us, we don't worship gods of Egypt, who didn't create heavens and earth. But as he said, Jeremiah 10, verse 10 to 11, those who didn't create heaven and earth, they will not live. They will perish from the under the heavens.
They're
ones which caused the people to begin blaspheme the creations of God. And they say some there are an abomination, that they are not clean. That is to blaspheme God. That he made some things they are not clean. But God, all the things as we've been told, spirits of all creations, they are gotten from second heaven, from four living creatures, brought on earth to be given bodies to serve the mankind. We thank the Lord Almighty that has taught us to profit unto all nations. For when he speaks in Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 17, he says, I'm going to teach you how to profit. I show you the way you have to go, and I lead you in it. In Job 36, he
says,
no one teaches like God. No one teaches like God. That too, I see you have that pro. So we thank the Lord our God.
On
this day, we move to understand the 14 families of the fish. Those he created and still creates for profiting man. May the Lord bless you. On day tomorrow, seven families of the plants. Seven families of the plants.
There's
pivots of life gotten from four heads of the calf, those on the four living creatures, second heaven at creation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to
that point, we've blocked it because spirits of plants, there are some which are caused to fly to prove that spirits have, because the plants have spirits.
If
you can ask the small grass, do they have spirit of life? But they would have been dead if there is no spirit of life.
But
spirits of those smaller grass, they are put in digits. Smaller digits, ways. You have to join up many of them to make up a complete one spirit. And they are brought within rainfall. Besides of these big trees, the others are spread within the rainfall. That's why you begin to till the land many times and the grass just grows again. Let's wait day tomorrow. We get explained what concern plants, the way God set them to be there. In medicine, in food, they are the ones chief, the plants. They are the ones chief in the food which give us strength, even medicine for healing sickness of the body. May God bless you. As you come, know God things will give us.
The
word which we shall join prayer on things which remain, even fasting.
Not fast
when the things they freely gave which we cannot,
and
use as God commanded. The name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming.
Amen.
Amen.